Can he still hear us out in the lobby?
Oh, yeah.
Lobby?
I'm sure he can.
Yeah, read the tweets.
Do I want to read the tweets?
Yes, this one especially.
I don't want to cut.
The tweets brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Same. Well, do we have it clipped already or no? We have an answer from Kevin Stefanski. I asked him, you know, who's the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to the quarterback? You got to have a favorite. Come on. You're a head coach. I mean, he knows. Head coach of a football team. There's somebody in there that you want to give the job to, or you are more like, yeah, you always have the conversation. If we had to play
tomorrow.
Who do you
want to win the job?
Yeah. No, 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 no. Who, not there. I think there's a difference in who you want to win the job.
Who you want
and
to take
you
the
would,
job?
Who you would have as your quarterback right now. If you had to win a game tomorrow, who would you trust to go out and win that game? That'd probably be easily said Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett. He can't say that. But he stepped away from that answer. He laughed in his own way. But there's something else that people are picking up about the answer. Is that he said, you got four of them.
Here, you want to hear it?
Yes, let's hear it. Out of your active quarterbacks, someone's got to have a leg up, right? You willing to tell me?
Yeah, I'm not willing to tell you.
That's a way to start the question.
Nice try. Yeah. You know, we had an event down at the stadium, whatever it was, a week or so ago, a flag football event for young kids. And I got the quarterback question only 30 times or so from the kids. So we have a lot of young journalists in this town that are doing your jobs for you guys.
Did they have a favorite?
No, I think it's more, hey, you got four of them. Who's starting? I said, you know, it's early, guys. Let's get through the offseason before we get there.
See, I said active. So you could say, like, well, he's not active.
All right, who are the four again?
Kenny Pickett.
Pickett.
Joe, I almost said Joe DeLamalord. Joe Flacco. Yeah. Dylan Gabriel. Shedeur Sanders.
That's four.
There's a name missing. But he then said he was talking to the kids at the event last week.
Well, they got rid of
so
DTR.
He's blaming the kids.
DTR's not here anymore. DTR's not there. Let's not step around who we're not mentioning here. You want me to go take a look down the hallway, make sure the coast is clear?
Might be eating hot dogs. I don't know.
I don't know if he took any of the hot dogs. He's a health food man. So he did not mention you-know-who.
A health food
man. He did not mention you-know-who.
You mean the same guy that Albert Breer and Mary Kay Cabot mentioned this week?
Yeah. Didn't mention him.
Two of the most trusted voices in what could be happening.
I mean, he's coming back from an injury. You know. I don't know, man. Every time you mention him, there's a group of folks online. They always want to go after you.
He was throwing.
He was throwing. Well, I expect him to be able to throw the football,
right?
He was
throwing to Browns players.
He was throwing to the Browns' number one receiver.
So if I take a football and I toss it in the general direction, any one of them guys who play for the Cleveland Browns, you're telling me that I would be a part of the quarterback controversy for the Cleveland Browns? Is that what you're telling me? No, that's not what you're telling me, because that don't make sense. So I have to give credit where proper credit would be due here is what I'm trying to tell you.
What I'm trying to tell you is that if Jerry Jeudy goes out of his way to play catch with you, yeah, I'm going to start thinking maybe you're the quarterback in competition.
I don't know
right
if he
now.
Went out of his way to play catch. Jerry
well,
Jeudy,
I know he didn't go out of his not way.
Jerry Jeudy might have just been walking by, or maybe it was a situation.
Football hit me in the face.
Hey, maybe it was a situation where, you know, Jerry Jeudy was taking off his helmet, had his back turned, and then he turned around and Ray Liotta walked away, and Deshaun Watson looked over at Jerry Jeudy and said, "Want to have a catch?" Maybe. God. Maybe. You're telling me Ray Kinsella played catcher that whole time, couldn't just take off his mask, go, "Hey, son, it's been me for these many months."
Yeah, the entire time.
Gotcha. That's what they did in Field of Dreams. It just becomes Maury.
Maybe Jerry thought he was playing catch with Kenny Pickett, but it was you-know-who under the helmet.
So you got to think, like, no matter what it is, like we're going through trying to pick out paint for an accent wall.
Yeah.
And I already know my wife has it in her mind. You can bring home four of them. You've already decided in your mind, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's a song and dance here of which one do you like? But in the end, we're going to end up picking what she likes. And that's what's going to go on the wall permanently until she doesn't like it anymore. When it comes to the quarterbacks, like you can,
unless you spend $230 million on the paint, and then you're probably picking that paint.
Well, yeah, and they did that. And they tried to exhaust every last bit of that paint. And the paint didn't look too good.
They go, "Hey, we still got like 2.5 more gallons of this paint."
Yes, they do.
I got to imagine, right, Kevin has a favorite of who he wants to start week one. I also think of Dylan Gabriel, Shador, you got to have a favorite. But then you also at the same time have to try your best to mitigate any of that bias and allow your practices, your quite literally your best practices here to win out, right? As an evaluator.
Yeah.
You've got to do that. You've got to work in lockstep with the organization, with AB.
That's why I've been trying to say, like, guys, you got to take the labels off. Because one of the things that I've been, and it's, you know, people who are from different media and are national media and drop in on us every now and then. And when you talk about Shador Sanders or when you talk about Dylan Gabriel, Gabriel and Sanders, one was drafted, you know, they all say, like, well, he's a fifth round pick. It's like, well, you got to take that label off.
Well, that's what
because
Kevin.
Because if I just sit there and say fifth round pick, then what's the point of even drafting in the fifth round?
So do you believe Kevin when he says that? Because this is not a first round pick. A first round pick is always going to get more leeway.
You have to, yes, but it's not. And there's not even a second round pick there. So you have to look at this and be as objective as possible. And you were 3-14 last year, so I would hope that he was objective as possible. I think he's going to be. I think he's going to look at it and go, and there's so many things that you have to weigh in. You have to weigh in opportunities. Like, if Shador Sanders gets fewer opportunities than the other three quarterbacks, and he makes the most of those opportunities, that weighs into it. That weighs into it. If a guy gets more opportunities and it's going, man, you maybe then you have to wonder whether or not they showed you too much and you're being too picky. Because as he said, it's easiest to pick things apart. Like, when we talk draft and we always get, like, guys in talking about guys they like in the draft, it's so easy to say the guys you don't like. You can only pick one. And when you pick one, remember, 32 players are going to come off the board by the time you get a chance to pick another. So they got to be the best when you're going to pick of 32 other players that are going to be there. So it's much easier to pick guys you don't like than it is to pick the guy you do like. There's a lot of pressure on picking the guy you do like. And I think that also comes with quarterback. So that's why I think, in all honesty, as of May 23rd, Joe Flacco's on the roster. I think Joe Flacco should be the guy. It ain't going to be that way. I think it's going to be Kenny Pickett. Unless Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders go out and really impress him, and it should not be based on being a third round or a fifth round pick. You have to be as open-minded as possible. I want to see leadership. I want to see being able to digest an offense and being able to go after a defense. It's harder to do in the preseason, I grant you. It's harder to do. And then you got to put in game prep stuff. That's hard to do. It's hard to emulate. So that goes against those rookies. But you got to be as open-minded as possible. It's not house money to him. We're talking about his life here, for crying out loud. So I don't want to be insulting. But for us, you know, coaches, they come, they go, and we will be here, God willing. And I think for a lot of us, it's like, hey, it's almost house money. Let's see what you do. And so be objective and see how good these guys are going to be. Is that such a bad thing to say? Hell no, it's not such a bad thing to say.
No, it's just
look at me making sense over here.
But every fan has already picked their guy,
yeah.
Which is funny because the fans aren't there. They're not at these practice sessions.
I don't even think they picked their guy. I think they've just picked who they don't like. I think a lot of them have picked.
Okay.
I think a lot of them have picked Dylan Gabriel because he's slight. I think a lot are picked against Dylan Gabriel because he's slight. I think a lot of people have picked against Kenny Pickett, maybe yours truly, because he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we made all these arguments about why he was not going to be the next great franchise quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that resonates in the back of our head. It's hard to get rid of that. So yes, that is definitely a knock that I would have against me. I'll admit it. And then there's the other thing where I got people every single time I tweet about Shador Sanders, or every single time we talk about Shador Sanders or anything like that, they are saying that we are wasting our time. They think he's terrible. They think he's a clown. They think he's bringing the circus. They think all those things. And I think that those people probably just have PTSD from all the other bad quarterbacks that have happened in the past, which, again, it's up to Shador Sanders to prove them wrong. I can't change their mind. My words aren't going to change their mind. So
I got to tell you, though,
we've all picked the guys we don't want.
I think it's easy, though. I think it's going to be really easy to just sit back, watch all of this. You said yourself, Kenny, preseason is going to be awesome this year with these guys. So it's easy for us. I think you just sit back, watch these things play out, hope that they're both great, but, you know, typically they're going to create their own gap, right? Between the two that you really care about.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Pickett, I mean, if Kenny Pickett looks amazing, I don't think that's going to change my perspective on whether or not I think his ceiling has changed or anything like that. Still, really, I'm going to be most dialed in on the rookies. Just that's just the reality of what it is. I'm going to be watching those rookies. Obviously, I know if Kenny Pickett ends up handling all of this and is really good, all right, maybe that could lift their win total, you know, here and there to some extent. But in the end, it's still the rookies. The rookies are the ones I'm most interested in.
He's got to go earn the job, and then he's got to be able to keep away all those other guys. So what does he do to be able to keep away all those other guys? Don't turn the ball over. Go win football games. Because if he starts the season and we are around 500, if we are on the outside looking in, we are going to be in a knockdown drag out with people over who to start. I am ready to learn my lesson about Johnny Manziel years ago. That is the one thing I will make that comparison with. Now, I think that either one of these guys will be way more prepared than he was, certainly. But I was one of those guys, and I hate to admit it because we've had Brian on the show every single week for a long time before the draft. And Brian's a buddy of ours, but I was one of the people who became exasperated after that Colts game. It was a foolhardy decision. Pure stupidity. Because he wasn't ready for it. But I was exasperated. It was an emotional, silly decision. I wish that Mike Pettine would have still not made that decision. And here we are. So I'll go the other way. But it's still going to be difficult because I still think that both these guys are going to be more prepared than that goofball ever was back in them days. I think it's very hard to not be as more prepared as that goofball was back in them other days. But that's a...
Just getting to the parking lot.
Bygone era.
Just pulling into the player's parking lot and you're ahead of schedule.
Coming in hot.
Just be in town the day of a game.
9:45.
Remember which bus? He couldn't even get on the right bus.
Forgot about that.
That was a good one.
I mean, how do you go from loving football to that? I mean, yeah, I know. There was addiction problems and things like that. But my God.